Hola, ¿cómo están? Bienvenidos a Latinos en Canadá. El día de hoy estoy con Sandra Salovitz y tenemos un tema muy especial. Nos hablará sobre la hospitalidad y el turismo. ¿Cuál es la diferencia entre uno y otro? Porque pues, normalmente nosotros creemos que es lo mismo, pero no, ya lo verán ustedes durante la entrevista que tendremos con ella. ¿Cuáles son las diferencias y por qué es importante prepararse en esta área y conocer más sobre el tema? Entonces, damos paso a la entrevista y esto es Latinos en Canadá. She will tell us now why it is important for us to know these particularities in hospitality and management. Sandra, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, welcome to all of you who are here with us today and listen to our first episode. And thank you to LatinCouver for this opportunity. I'm very glad and thrilled to participate in this and organize this special edition that we call Canada Taking On Tourism and Hospitality Professionals. And I'm here for you to put together five more episodes that we want to open up with a lot of opportunities in these fascinated, growing, and flourishing industries that promising a really big picture in the future for all the job seekers.
You mentioned right now that it will be a special podcast for this particular subject regarding hospitality and management. This is the first one. And I want you to tell us what is your experience here on hospitality and management? How did you start it?
Well, I'm going to tell you from the beginning. When I
Yes.
came here as an immigrant, and the first position that I got was an IBM, so it was all about electronics. And then I missed so much family, friends, my country, but I was really impressed by Canada. So the first thing that came to me was, what should I do in order to connect both markets, Latin America and Canada? And I said, tourism, hospitality. So the first thing that I did is went to a university and I started my degree. It was a diploma for 2 years. And here I am after 36 years, passing over different sectors from became a travel agent in the beginning, then up to be a general manager, a tour operator, working at the airport, representing airlines. And now an educator in tourism and hospitality, developing strategies for destinations. You can see that I have a passion on this, and I like to put this together for all of you who
Yeah,
wants to be in the same position that I'm right now.
talking about this passion, about what thrilled you to start working on this, what were your motivations?
So, more than you think about what is the area that I like to work for? You realize you have so many opportunities, and that is the reach of my motivation at that time, and I still in here all the time. Because you can be a travel agent today, you can become a destination marketer in the future, you can be a tour guide, you can work in a hotel. So it is both industries promise a really good options. No matter what you're looking for, you have the opportunity. And by itself, it brings the experience to feel motivated to do more. So it is really an industry, both of them, because there are two different industries in here, even we thinking it's only one. And that helps to think about what is going to be your future. You want to become a senior manager in the airline? You can. Doesn't matter if you start as a travel agent, if you want to be in catering and organizing events, doesn't matter if you start as a housekeeping in a hotel industry. So you have a lot of options. That is the motivation for me.
So now, talking about this, you've been telling us that it's very important to start in this particular field, right? It doesn't matter where. The thing is just to start. But talking about this, can you give us some information, some data about the tourism industry here in Canada? What are the ranges of wages or the jobs, and how's everything is managing in this particular area, Vancouver especially? where is most one of the most important peers from North America or the whole continent. What can you tell us about that?
Well, again, I'm thinking always as a destination. When you're thinking about destination, you're thinking about the how big is the country, offering a range of tourist attractions, niche markets, even the five important areas in travel and tourism and hospitality as accommodation, food and beverage, recreation, transportation, travel services. So there is a huge demand, but it is important to know that the industry is growing, and it's growing just with different markets. We find a domestic market which became very successful after the pandemic, because Canada invested more in developing and presenting Canada by itself, just to fill everyone, an educator, a student, a visitor, to be part of the domestic market. And at the same time, we need to think about all the potentials that we have for the skilled workers in here. But there is important numbers that I like to share with you. It's a general information. The tourism hospitality is important in the Canadian economy. Is a source of jobs and growth in every region in the country. So if you're thinking about how the industries support the jobs, we have at this moment more than 800,000 jobs, and they are supported by the tourism and by the hospitality. And we need to think about how that generates almost 100 billion in tourism spending every year. So if you're thinking about salary, well, we have to talk about average salary. It could be approximately 80K in a year. Or if you're thinking an average hourly rate, we're thinking about 40 Canadian dollars per hour. So that's in general I can give you. There are much more information that we can go in statistics, but I like to talk in general today just to see how it's important to go into those industries. And if you have already a degree, or if you don't have the degree and you want to become one of the employees in the industry, you have a lot of potential here.
Do you know what is the rank of Canada in with the most countries visited all over the world?
I have to say that Canada is very well known, but different activities that happen in the country. If I have to, I cannot give you a range into the top destinations, but when we're talking about Canada, it is a destination everyone admires by the nature, by the resources that you find in there, but the different niche markets. We have to mention about the indigenous tourism that is attracting so much to the public. We need to think about the adventures that we can offer in here, the wellness that we can provide to everyone to come over here to get the energy and feel with the nature really nice. So this is good not only for travelers, it's also for employers who wants to be here. We need to think about all these beautiful resources and everything, all the niches in gastronomy and in education that attract people to come to Canada.
Yeah, and regarding this, how do you envision the evolution and sustainability of the hospitality and tourism industry in the future?
Well, the future promises a lot. The hospitality is poised to continue to grow and show signs of tremendous recovery and expansion. So we can notice an increase in how the public is looking for new travel opportunities. So doesn't matter, as I said before, doesn't matter if you're new in the industry, or if you're looking for a new career, or if you're looking to have your previous experience and plan to explore new opportunities in different fields. you can have it here because they, Canada is growing in a good way. And we're thinking about the wellness and the nature in first place, but also we're thinking about the corporations that they want to come here for incentive tourism. There are opportunities for everyone who wants to bring the experience and want to learn the experience from Canada as a tourist destination, and also as a tourist destination to work for.
And here, this country is multicultural, so for every person that wants to get deeper in this particular field, we'll get different backgrounds, different cultures, and for sure that will be helpful for them. So regarding this, could you explain me what the hospitality and tourism program is about, please?
Well, we provide services to guests and travelers. That's enough for that. But there are two important distinctions between them. Hospitality usually refers to the lodging and the food services industries, while tourism refers to all activities associated with travel, including sightseeing, shopping, and recreation. In hospitality businesses, we're thinking about hotels and restaurants, we provide basic accommodations and meals for travelers. In tourism businesses, on the other hand, we have a range of services that designed to engage different travel experiences. That's why I'm talking so much about niche markets. A lot of travelers, when they come to a destination, they're looking where to stay at. So that is hospitality. Where they wanna go for meals, that is hospitality. When we're talking about tourism, we said, what would you like to visit? What are the experiences that you like to choose? Could be traditional or not traditional experience. That is tourism. And of course, we have to include important areas, the guide tours, the transportation services, the entertainment options. And between that, we have also the event management area, which also is important in both areas. But basically, when you study hospitality, the event management is part of that because in most hotels or resorts or venues, we need to create those activities as an event. And it requires the accommodations and the catering departments. So that's why we call hospitality as well.
It is very interesting to know this.
Yeah, it is important because I can see a lot of people say, oh, I was working for tourism. Where did you work? Oh, the hotels. Or I'm thinking hospitality, and hospitality, it says the word by itself, right? Like it says hospitality, customer service, service to the client.
Yeah. Well, now knowing everything that you told us, why is studying hospitality and tourism in Canada important? What kind of benefits and advantages are offered to people who study this?
To talk about benefits and advantages, I have to say that just have an idea that people are fascinated to know more about travel opportunities. When you ask about a student and you say, why do you want to take tourism and hospitality? I want to travel around the world. Okay, that will be an option. And it's part of the advantages. Now also is to raise awareness about the environment. That is an important benefit. Also increase your general knowledge. And why not you learn about technical language? Because hospitality and tourism have their own way to communicate. So when you learn tourism or hospitality, you also get a new language and technology, a new language and communication, which it has to be part of the studies. And the other way also is there are two important skills that you're gonna learn, as I mentioned before, is the customer service, which is important to apply in anywhere, in any field on the industries. And the other important part is produce well-being. And when I'm talking about that is traveling, you learn not only about the cultures, you learn about how the country provides the tourism in the country for the travelers. So each country have a particular way, a dynamic to present the tourism. So you traveling and working different fields, hospitality, tourism, you learn that in different countries.
And how can you learn that?
You learn how to communicate with the culture from Asia. You communicate with the tourism in Europe. You communicate with the tourism in Latin America, which each passenger is a different kind of passenger, different attitude, which combined, it gives you also experience to us.
Wow, so you will be getting this new knowledge just to know how to treat every different market, right?
Exactly, you need to understand the market. You need to understand the kind of passenger that you're receiving. So that's why you prepare to deal with the passenger, with the services. But the most important, if I refer to those skilled workers that they are here with us today, and they wanna go and they wanna learn more and they wanna be in these industries, it's important for everyone to study the certifications, get the diploma, get certified in those industries. It makes you feel much better when you need to start a new job. You already have probably the academic part, then you need the practicum, but at least you will feel more confident because you already have the knowledge about both industries. It's one thing today that in this podcast, I can tell you about what is tourism and what is hospitality. But when you are into the academic side and when you're learning, when you get a diploma, you feel so well just to apply to the position that you're looking for. And again, Canada offers those positions. Not matter if you want to start in aviation, if you want about working in transportation, we have the cruise lines, we have the trains, we have the ferries. You know that BC, we have important routes that we can develop and working in there. And if you want to be in marketing, destination marketing organizations offers a lot of services that it's nice to be part of that. If you want to work as a destination management in a company that you want to commercialize the destinations, you can do that. If you already have a degree in accounting, in human resources, in law, or if you want to work in technology, hospitality and tourism have opportunities for you.
And what is the average for these certifications or programs regarding hospitality for people that are interested to study?
There are different options. You can have it for 1 year certification, 2 years diploma is the most common. You can go to a private education institution. You can go to universities that offer the career. And then, of course, on top of that, you can always continue learning. Another point that is really important when you are in these industries, the industry is growing, but also we're changing the position in the industry accordingly how the life is going, right? We're thinking about the pandemic. Before pandemic, how the two industries were acting and how these two industries acting now. It's a big difference.
What is the main difference regarding this? What would be some differences that you can see before pandemic and after pandemic? I think this is important for people to know.
The last 2 years, 2020 and 2021, was more to be doing activities inside. Now it's more to traveling outdoors, and that offers a little bit more to the client to feel a combination of both of that.
Yeah, for sure. We need to feel the nature again.
We need to feel the nature. We need to discover by itself a lot of new ways to understand the destination. Even when we're thinking about culinary activities, when we're thinking about the new holistic tourism that we have also in place with the gastronomic field. That is important. We need to be healthy, right? And there are a lot of kind of destinations as Canada that provide local ingredients that you can explore. And to do that, you need to go to farms. You need to go to some area that sometimes we never thought to go before.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sandra, to sum up, could you give me 5 things to highlight on this conversation that we had, please?
Very important. Whoever wants to be in the industry, think about your skills. Think about if you need to prepare yourself with actually a small certification or some kind of programs that help you to feel more confident when you're looking for the right path. The second is when you are confident in just apply for the job, feel confident about the destination that Canada offers many opportunities for you and in any different fields. Don't feel afraid to look for those positions for you. And then think about Canada as a destination. We have so much to enjoy and explore the destination so you can understand how you can offer the service and what the passenger is looking when you are working in the industry. And very important, communication and customer service skills. That is number one in the industry. And what else I can tell you is don't feel afraid to travel. Always do that. And that's the way that you can get in contact, get the culture in either way.
Yeah, for sure. Sandra Salovitz, thank you very much. As you mentioned before, when we started this conversation, this is the first of 6 episodes where we were talking about hospitality and tourism and everything that is involving it and how we can get to know more about it and just to be more professional, acquire new skills and everything for that. Thank you very much for this. And for sure, we will continue seeing you and knowing more about this exciting subject.
Well, yes, you will continue seeing me because I'm going to present the next 5 episodes. And I promise I'm going to bring really important guests talking about different areas, different sectors in both industries. They will provide great recommendations and they will provide their experience, so that you can learn from there. But yes, the next one, I'm going to be the one to host, and you're going to have much more to offer.
Thank you. We will be happy to have you here and just to let us know more information about this. Thank you very much, Sandra. We appreciate this conversation, and we will see you the next episode.